I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to yet another Run with Coach Parry, and another great question in today. It's actually two very similar questions from two different people, so I'm going to combine them. The first one came in from Guy Pullen, and the other one is from Tabiso Konyashe. And Guy was saying, please, have you got some sort of strategies, comrade strategies for novices with regards to sort of like kilometer and time splits and run walking? So a lot of it's got to do with pacing. And Tabisa was asking about how do you work out your race pace? That's often you talk about using a race as a training run. How do you get to that sort of pace and that you should be running at?
Yeah, so let's start on the pacing and kind of race strategy, if you like. And yesterday, I was reminded by a former elite runner of comrades that really the most simplistic way to look at it is that you want to walk before you have to. So again, the elite athletes do also sometimes walk on comrades, and we know that Caroline Wasman has won the race with a run-walk strategy. But the crux of it is you want to walk before you have to, because if you start walking when you have to because you're exhausted, then really all that happens is as the day goes on, you walk more and more and run less and less. So you need a strategy, and it's got to be a strategy that you're comfortable with. I think that is the crux of it. If you're comfortable running 10 minutes, walking 1 minute, and you don't feel guilty about walking, or you don't feel like you haven't earned a walk break, then that is really a good strategy, and it'll keep your legs pretty fresh all day long. And you probably won't have to do too much extra walking on the hills with that kind of strategy, but I would encourage it anyway. So, but yeah, for most people, I think somewhere between a 3 and a 5K run and a 1 minute walk, that's kind of where they're comfortable. And then when you get to the hills, if you're a 12-hour comrades runner, I would go with a one-minute run, run-minute walk, or run to that tree, walk to that tree type of strategy with a one-to-one ratio. And for 11-hour, you would probably go two minutes of running and 1 minute walking, but still quite a lot of walking on those uphills. And, you know, I guess on some of the very steep climbs, I might even be tempted to walk the whole thing. But you've got to find a strategy that works for you. And the reason why you've got to practice it in your training runs is because you need to figure out how it affects your pace. So you'll have an idea. You know that you want to run, let's say you're a 4:30 marathoner. Means that you're on the verge of a bronze medal. It's you're either going to be just under or just over 11 hours. So you work out that requires somewhere in the region of 7.5 minutes a K, I think. But then how do you get to that number with the walking? How fast does it mean you have to run? So if you actually practice that and get into a routine in training, that is how you figure that out. And then finally, how do we predict our finishing time? So I'd say for the down run, and I'm going to give two scenarios, but if you are a 4 hour and faster marathoner on the down run, although it's a bit longer this year, you can get a fairly good idea by multiplying your marathon time by 2.5. So that kind of gives you your comrades race pace. And then for the guys that run slower than a 4 hour marathon, it's probably 2.5 plus 6 to 8 minutes. And then of course we get to the 4:50 marathoners and slower, where you just need to chuck that equation right out the window and you've got to plan your race to run in 11:59. And there are loads of people that do it, although that the predictions show that you possibly shouldn't. People do it, so don't panic, and plan your race around running 12 hours. And the last point I'll make on predicting is that we can work out from a 5 or a 10K time what your potential is for the marathon. So if you're exceeding expectations at the marathon, in other words, you're getting relatively better as the day goes longer, then you can afford to tweak your comrade's goal a little bit faster. But the same applies, is that if you are not meeting expectation on the marathon, that probably means that based on whatever marathon you do, you actually need to aim a bit more conservatively on comrades' race day.
Brilliant stuff. Speaking of comrades, if you haven't joined us for one of our online seminars brought to you by Bonitas, make sure you register. The next one's coming up shortly. Head over to coachparry.com/comrades-webinar. That's coachparry.com/comrades-webinar. The link is in the show notes to this episode as well. Go and register. We look forward to spending some time with you on there. They happen every 4 weeks. The next one coming up very, very soon. So you can get all the details on that website. coachparry.com/comrades-webinar.